In the wake of the Democratic National Convention, the donkeys are lingering. The DNC host committee commissioned local artists to paint 57 fiberglass donkeys, one for each delegation. Those statues will remain on Philadelphia streets until the end of the month. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports that some of the artists say the committee is shortchanging them.
When artists responded to a call last year to paint donkeys for the DNC, they were told they would be paid $1,000 up front to paint two donkeys and more money once the party left town and the donkeys would be sold at auction. The contract they ultimately signed had added language that the delegates would have the option to take those donkeys home with them without paying artists additional money. Originally, the host committee established a cutoff date of July 31st for delegates to claim their boroughs. Spokesperson Anna Adams-Sarthu says that deadline has been extended.
There have been a couple of moving parts. Some organizations are still sorting out, you know, how they're going to get them shipped and all, and how they're going to pay for it and all of that. So our hard and fast deadline is really when we take the donkeys off the street, beginning on August 23rd.
Most of the artists will not see extra cash, since only four of the donkeys are unclaimed at this point. One of the sticking points among artists is how the donkeys will be used once the delegates take them home. They could be used for fundraising purposes, against the artist's wishes. Illustrator Hawk Kroll, who painted the New Jersey and New Hampshire mules, says normally his professional contracts stipulate that he, the artist, retains intellectual property rights to the imagery. This DNC contract did not.
They don't really take into account the difference between ownership of the physical pieces, the donkeys, and ownership of the copyright or the usage rights of the imagery, of the intellectual property. The DNC committing is just kind of blanket saying they own everything.
Several artists, including Kroll, had issues with the vague language in the contract, but they signed on anyway because they thought it was a really cool project and a very public project. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.